Victoria and Honor Bastions, Batman of the Bastions of Narva. It is a long time since the Bastions of Narva, built in the 17th century, ceased fulfilling their military and defensive functions. Starting from the end of the 19th century, the territory of the Bastions of the bank of the river developed into a park and city grounds. In the 1920s, the fortifications were included in the list of state-protected monuments. The dungeons of the Bastions, where once the sound of gunfire and cannons was heard and the blood of Russians and Swedish soldiers was spilt, turned into a tourist site. Nowadays, the Bastions attract visitors not only as historical monuments, but also as unique natural phenomena. For instance, the stalactites that over the course of many centuries have formed in the Bastions are the longest in Estonia. In great number, these icicle-shaped stalactites hang down from the limestone vaulted ceilings of the dungeons. Another interesting phenomenon is that the historical walls of the dungeons became a shelter for bats. These animals have very ancient origin. Archaeologists found in the remains of the bats that inhabited the earth 55 million years ago. Moreover, the contemporary species are absolutely identical with their historical predecessors. The population of bats in the dungeons of Narva comprises several species. Some of them are considered threatened. In large colonies, they stay over winter in the dungeons of the Bastions. To escape starvation and death, this type of species does not have the possibility to get food regularly. Bats fall into the condition of a deep petrification. Their metabolism slows down and their body temperature drops. In severely freezing weather, bats can turn into an icicle without any damage to their health. In summer, the inhabitants of the Bastions move to the trees of the Dark Castle. They especially favor old trees with deep hollows and rich foliage. Here they can provide invaluable help to humans by eating their favorite delicacy, insects. One bat is capable to capture and swallow 600 mosquitoes per hour. Many people are afraid of bats. It is a widespread opinion that bats are similar to vampires and will suck human blood. Indeed, there are species that prefer feeding with blood, not human blood, but the blood of grazing cattle. With its teeth, a bat makes a small cut on the skin of the animal and drinks not more than a teaspoon of blood at a time. For orientation in a space, bats use a method of echolocation. That is, they produce ultrasound audio signals that reflect from the surface of objects. The accuracy of such scanning is outstanding. Bats can distinguish scales on mole wings and differentiate between a bug and a fine pebble. Apart from the Bastions, these mysterious animals also inhabit some secluded chambers of Narva Castle and from time to time appear unexpectedly in front of surprised tourists.